I was a little impatient with her. I had not suspected that she was so neurotic a woman. Then I heard Stroeve's voice again. It seemed to break oddly on the silence. "Haven't you been in bitter distress once when the helping hand was held out to you? You know how much it means. Wouldn't you like to do someone a good turn when you have the chance?" The words were ordinary enough, and to my mind there was in them something so hortatory that I almost smiled. I was astonished at the effect they had on Blanche Stroeve. She started a little, and gave her husband a long look. His eyes were fixed on the ground. I did not know why he seemed embarrassed. A faint colour came into her cheeks, and then her face became white, more than white. Ghastly. You felt that the blood had shrunk away from the whole surface of her body, and even her hands were pale. A shiver passed through her. The silence of the studio seemed to gather body, so that it became an almost palpable presence. I was bewildered. "Bring Strickland here, Dirk. I'll do my best for him." "My precious," he smiled. He wanted to take her in his arms, but she avoided him. "Don't be affectionate before strangers, Dirk," she said. "It makes me feel such a fool." Her manner was quite normal again, and no one could have told that so shortly before she'd been shaken by so great an emotion.